This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Outdoorsman Radio Show on the youth turkey hunting day. Yeah, spring gobbler season opens today for all hunters under 16 and under, and they must be accompanied by an adult, of course. And we, you know, those of you adults who are accompanying your son or daughter, or you know, another relative or friend's child out there, you know, practice social distancing. So if you're in the ground blind, make sure you stay in opposite corners. Wanting to tell you that, or if you're in the woods sitting down, you know, whoever's calling and whoever's shooting, you know, you need to maintain social distancing for that. So, you know, you don't want somebody that you spent, you know, the last 3 weeks in the house with to, you know, catch anything out there in the middle of the woods. Good morning. Hey, it's Alan and Robin. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm still in this house.
Still in this house. Yeah, you got
still
out
here.
A little bit yeah, the other day, though, right? Took a little walk around the block.
Yep.
Yeah, it was good. I went for a little walk in the woods yesterday and saw some interesting stuff. I saw one of the biggest deer tracks I've ever seen in my life, so I suspect one of the guys on my hit list is still there, the guy. Yeah, I mean, so I got to explore the land a little bit more yesterday. Every time I go out, it's a 15-acre piece of property, and I walk a lot around it a lot, and in particular the side of the property or the corner of the property that I hunt. And, you know, it's interesting to look at all the trails and see all the access, and gosh, there's a lot of deer there. See where they cross the water and all, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's a bunch of stuff you can learn out there this year. So I believe I saw a brand new rub that I didn't see before, which would have been something made in the last month or month and a half, which is kind of unusual to me why a buck would be rubbing at that point. But hey, I mean, the strips of bark were still hanging off of it, which is very interesting. So anyway, we're here, we're confined. The couple of things we're going to talk about today. Read a very interesting quote, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I will talk about a little bit about it. But Chris,
yes, sir.
Did you know?
No, I didn't.
I didn't think so. Did you know that Alyssa Milano is anti-gun? Do you know who she is?
Yeah, she was on that sitcom from the 80s that had Tony Danza and a few other people on, and all of a sudden the name escapes me.
Who's the boss?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you know who James Wood is?
Yes, he's an actor. And he plays some offbeat characters.
He does. Correct.
I like James Wood.
Yes. Well, Alyssa Milano went on an anti-gun rant, you know, and then James Wood had to say, just, you know, shut up and buy more ammo, which was pretty cool. But the thing that struck me in the article was this guy that they interviewed, or I guess they quoted, Dennis Santiago. He's a California-based firearms instructor, and he's a financial risk analyst as well. But he said something very interesting, and it stuck with me. He said this, Chris: firearms are a psychological symbol of being safer in uncertain times.
Yes. I wholeheartedly agree.
Okay. A psychological symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And he further went on to say, people will gravitate to them. They're not acquiring them to use them. They are purchasing them, hoping they won't have to.
Well, it's the same thing with a police officer. They're trained, but they hope they never have to pull that trigger.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
That's the same thing I said, Chris.
Yep. I kind of agree with this guy, you know. I mean, but when you call 911, the police will arrive in time to investigate the crime. Just say. Well, I mean, I have nothing against police, but they'll tell you that themselves. I know we have a state police officer here.
Yep.
Who's listening? And he will back me up on that. When you call 911 and a crime is in the midst of being committed, by the time a police officer arrives, he will have not been able, in most cases, to prevent that crime. He will be able to investigate the crime after it happens.
That's probably true.
Do you know another thing about the police?
Mm-mm.
If, let's say you're walking down the street in Baltimore, and somebody grabs your wife's purse and runs down the street, and the police are in hot pursuit, and they get a call that a bank alarm is going off, you're done. They've called off the pursuit because they are charged with protecting the commercial interest of the city. What do you think about that, Chris? I think Chris has taken a call.
Yep.
I probably instituted a couple calls, but that's okay. He says the don't touch anything on your equipment.
I told him I'd tape it down.
The audio signal is good on your end. Both of them are coming in at the same volume. So that's good. That's good to know. Okay, thank you, Chris. So he's screening a call. That's one on firearms. There's another article I read here that was interesting. It was from Guns and Ammo magazine, a writer by the name of Brad Fitzpatrick. And the title was Pandemic Gun Sales, What's Hot? Now, he's a writer for Guns and Ammo. This was on the Sportsman's Channel newsletter with a link to this from Guns and Ammo, April 1.
We've got a caller.
Okay. Well, before we get into that.
You kind of called him out, so.
Who did?
You did, so I think I'd probably take the call.
Oh, I did?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tom.
Alan, my brother, how are you?
I'm well. Did I depict your career okay?
When seconds count, the police are only minutes away.
Well, it's true.
Well, it is true. Of course it's true. It's true.
But it's not. It's no offense either.
Mm-mm. No, but you can't get
it's
there.
It's reality.
Exactly.
They're not parked in your driveway waiting for you.
The only way they could get there is if they had the Star Trek transporter thingy.
Or somebody was stupid enough to break into a policeman's house.
Yeah, that's true, too.
That could work. Yeah.
I don't even know if that Star Trek transporter is fast enough.
Wow.
They'd rather turn into whatever they turn into before they get where they're going. By that time, you're a dead man.
Wow. Thank you for your encouragement. No, I mean...
Brother.
What's that?
Just stay locked and loaded.
Locked and loaded, yeah. And there it is from a police officer. I agree with you. I mean, I agree with you. You know, there's no reason that anybody should be breaking into your house or attempting to take your stuff. And if somebody enters your domain, you have the right, under the Castle Doctrine, to defend yourself, to defend your life, to defend your family's life. There's no question about it.
Absolutely. I got one more little tidbit for you.
All right.
Alyssa Milano, the big anti-gunner.
Yeah.
She owns guns.
She's owning guns. I'm shocked.
Imagine that.
I'm shocked. I'm
horrified. Rosie O'Donnell, she's a big anti-gunner.
Yep.
Yet she has armed bodyguards with her.
Yes, she does. No question. Yeah.
You guys stay safe. Keep away from that virus. And I'll talk to you soon.
Are you doing all right? Everybody in your household doing all right? Everybody in your... precinct, whatever, I don't know what to call it. Your division, your unit, everybody doing good?
So far, everybody's good, yeah.
Good, man.
That's wonderful.
Guys get quarantined, but they turned out okay.
I got you. Good, 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 good. Sorry to get you out of bed, but I figured
it would. No problem, man. You take care.
I figured it would. See you, Tom.
See you, Tom.
Bye-bye. 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. There you go, folks. Police are there. When seconds matter, they're only minutes away. I like that. So we're going to talk about Rockfish, too, but here's this guy, this Brad Fitzpatrick, this gun guy, he went to a company called Brownells. Now, a lot of people have heard about Brownells. I don't even know where they are. You want to look up where Brownells is?
Sure.
Okay. We'll get that in here in a minute. Strong sales of compact carry guns and inexpensive guns are selling the best, which is no surprise. Even as I was talking to the local gun dealer, the crowd at the store was busy examining the most affordable pistols and shotguns. They seemed to miss the classic high-standard Supermatic target guns and the vintage Smith & Wesson Model 19 I spied, but both of these were priced well above the most new gun owners want to pay. Once the lines dwindle, I may have to return and take a closer look at those guns if they're still for sale. It appears if you can still find the time and find the firearm for sale on a national scale, then your options may be limited as available guns are selling out quickly. Did I read that right? It appears that you can still find firearms for sale on a national scale, though your options may be limited as available guns are selling quickly. So Guns and Ammo's editors sent me out on assignment to survey what's selling, and I stopped at Brownells, a pulse for the industry supplies. Iowa.
Okay. Chris got that one for us quickly.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. All right, very nice. So I went to Brownells in Iowa. Brownells has more than 50 9mm semi-automatic pistols in stock, including such popular models as the Sig Sauer P365 and the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. These and around a dozen handguns chambered in .380 ACP, .45 ACP, and Smith & Wesson 2. Revolvers, .38 caliber in particular, were also hot sellers. 80% of the .38 revolvers that Brownells typically keeps in inventory have been sold out. Of the six different 38 models currently in stock, two are single-action guns. The Model 1911, it's worth noting that the guns remaining, many would be classified among the most expensive options in this category. If you have the financial resources to afford a Model 1911 costing upwards of $2,000 or more, those guns are still available. The $600 1911s have all but vanished. Now, of course, Maryland, you know, that whole handgun and some of the semi-automatic rifles, modern sporting rifles, are on the registered firearms list, which means you got to wait till your gun's quarantined for almost 2 weeks.
Sorry. Sorry.
Did that strike you?
It struck me, and I got allergies.
Or something.
Okay. No, allergies.
I know. On the AR-type rifles, they're very popular, which is in juxtaposition to their sales prior to March 2020. Brownell's pre-existing stock of 125 5.56 semi-autos has been reduced to just 25 options. There are seven different semi-automatic 308s available. Be prepared to spend. The least expensive one is $999, and several are between $3,000 and $5,000. Just two 300 blackout guns are in stock, but if you're willing to shoot a rifle in 6.5 Grendel or Wilson's Combat 300 Hammer, those ARs are still available. So what you're seeing is the popular, inexpensive AR-type modern sporting rifles that are vanishing from the shelves. There hasn't been much demand for bolt-action rifles in many calibers and brands, at least 50% in stock. This could be a good thing because a bolt gun can make a dandy home defense weapon for those who live outside the metropolitan area.
Well, the four that they do carry, because that's a caliber I personally am interested in, the four that they had listed, they're all out of stock. So they're out of stock on their 30-06.
Okay.
He's been checking them out.
You must be checking them out, buddy.
You betcha.
You betcha. What are you looking at? I mean, what kind of gun are you looking at?
Bolt action 30-06.
Mm-hmm. You have to have a 30-06?
No. I mean, I shot one many, many, many years ago. I had a, no pun intended, had a blast.
Yeah, of course.
It was 180 grains, and I was all 14 years old and just about took my shoulder off. Because I wasn't used to that kind of recoil.
I had a similar situation, only my experiment at age 14 was a 300 H&H.
Yikes.
That was a big gun. I didn't drop it. That was my goal, not to drop my gun.
Well, my neighbor's gun.
And I shot a jammed up can of spray starch, which was still fully loaded.
Tells you how long ago that was.
Yeah, and I hit it. And I hit when I hit it, it went about 20 feet in the air. And you know, the visual of that probably took my mind off the recoil. You know. But I'll tell you, I'm okay with recoil. There's a couple of my firearms that I have that the recoil is really, really nasty on. Believe it or not, my 300 Win Mag, my Browning, no problem. My 270, no problem. The gun I had the most problem with recoil wise is my 12 gauge slug gun.
I've heard they literally kick like a mule.
When I went to sight in, I re-scoped it here a few years ago. And when I went to re-sight in, I couldn't get it quite where I wanted it, and it took me, I think, at least 10 rounds. And you know, it was more so the fact that I was distracted by other people on the public range. It was one of those open air situations. There was no control or anything. You just go out there and shot.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy beside me was shooting a semi-automatic shotgun at a television or something, and it was not, you know, a lot of hooping and hollering, and I was not happy or comfortable in that situation, so it took me a little longer, but by the time I was done, my shoulder was sore, very sore. So
a little bruised?
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was.
A couple shades of purple?
Maybe. A little yellow in there, purple, blue, brown. It was
rainbow.
Very colorful. Very colorful hematoma. So it appears that lever action gun. Oh, Chris, I was going to say, if you're looking for something good for deer and bears and whatever else you might be hunting in the future.
Okay.
There's a lot of different options. The 280 Winchester, if you can find it, is exactly the same as the very popular 6.5 Creedmoor.
Okay.
And it is 6.5 to 7 millimeter to 30 calibers in a bolt action rifle is going to be good. You know, 308, 30-06, 270, 280, 6.5 Creedmoor. There's a whole array of them out there. 7 millimeter mag, 300 Win Mag. So, you know, they're all within that realm of any one of them will take any game animal in Maryland, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do have big dreams. I mean, right now, my immediate goal is catch a squirrel.
Off guard.
Exactly, because that's the only way I'm going to get them, because I was not lucky this past season at all. I go squirrel hunting, and what do I see? A turkey.
Yeah,
of course. I can't do anything about it.
Right. Oh, my gosh. From the Maryland State Police, their licensing division is slammed right now trying to process paperwork. And with the ridiculous HQL class, it just adds more time between you and being safe. If the classes are still being conducted. Okay. I won't read the rest of it. I won't read the rest of it. So lever guns, lever action guns, have a stronger foothold in the defense market than previously imagined. Plenty of coverage of the gun media reviewing Marlin's new Dark Series and celebrating Winchester's levers. Is it lever or lever? Is it a lever action or a lever action?
I've always called it lever action.
And I've always called it lever.
Okay, so it's either.
Either or.
Uh-huh.
Tomatoes, tomatoes.
Tomatoes, tomatoes, yes.
Potatoes,
the Hornady Lever Evolution, I've shot that. That's good ammo. And Federal's new Hammer Down line. These cartridges are manufactured in an array of chamberings, but the 30-30 Winchester is still the most popular. In fact, at Brownells, there's only one 30-30 lever gun in stock at the time of the writing. This mirrors what my local gun store in Ohio is experiencing. So there's another option that I had not figured, a lever-action gun. I started out with one. I started out with a Winchester Model 94 30-30. Had a kind of a maple stock on it. It's with my ex-wife. the only one, the only firearm that's there. But, you know, I took a number of deer with it, and I'm very happy with it. So, I mean, there's some really good lever actions out there if you can find them.
Lever action sounds right.
Yeah. Semi-automatic, over and under, and side-by-side shotguns have not sold out. These are generally in stock with numbers running more than 50% available to the pre-COVID-19. Defensive shotguns such as the Stoeger Double Defense and other short-barreled tactical semis, including Mossberg's Shockwave and Remington's TAC-13, are being scooped up. That certainly makes sense. Pump guns are selling rapidly of the 50 options. Listed at Brownell's website, only a single slide-action model remains in stock. I believe this is likely due to the pump's lower price point and reputation for dependability as a worthy home defense option. So this writer concludes that the figures from Brownell's represent what's currently available to be shipped to your local FFL. These guns are not available for direct shipping to your door, which is much to the shock of the panic-stricken gun control advocates. And in fact, anti-gun activists are now waking up to the reality that guns are not for direct sale online, as they've always believed and spewed through the media. It's likely that panic buyers who have no background in guns may not even be aware that a company like Brownell's exists. Just because there may be empty shelves behind the gun counter at your local gun shop doesn't mean that there are no other options to purchase a firearm.
Well, they can't figure out that you can buy some online, that it's going to have to go to an FFL dealer before
right.
you can even touch it.
Right. So if you go to an online gun seller, they're going to have to be shipped to someone with a federal firearms license in your area. And you will have to fill out the paperwork to get that gun shipped in, which is only makes sense. And I know where there's some pump shotguns. They're not the least expensive, but they are certainly available, and that is Clyde Sports Shop. Now, you may not find those inexpensive Mossbergs or Remingtons there for self-defense, but you will find plenty of Browning pump-action shotguns, the BPS. They've got them. And if you're interested in home defense or self-defense, stop by and see your options. You're going to pay a little more than you paid for that Remington or that, you know, that 870 or that Mossberg or what, Mossberg 500 or whatever. But you're going to have a pump-action shotgun that's going to last for a very long time and be very, very dependable. Clyde Sports Shop is open. They're selling bait. By the way, along those lines, something has changed from last week. They updated the question and answer thing for fishing. No catch and release fishing is allowed, which means no bass tournaments, which means no bass fishing, which means no shad fishing. So there you go. They have further restricted that to you better be eating what you catch. You know, I love hickory shad. Yeah, but you can't keep them. Oh, I love bass. Well, season's closed. Oh. So it better be like a white perch day or panfish or catfish or something like that. Plenty of action out there on catfish. They're biting really good right now. And Clyde Sports Shop has the bait. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway. Exit number 9, that phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Heading uphill to the forecast this Easter weekend, 60 degrees this afternoon with some sunshine. We're down into the mid-40s tonight, and those numbers certainly much closer to average than where we were last night. And then partly cloudy for Easter Sunday with a high of 70 degrees. Some heavy weather coming in Sunday night and Monday with thunderstorms in the forecast. Some inch and a half plus rainfall total Sunday night into Monday morning for us, and the potential for some stronger storms. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I drive a John Deere tractor, yeah, I work these fields sun up, sun down every day. I got a camo hat that says, get her done, and I believe in the American way. And I believe in God, and I believe I'll have a beer at the end of the day. 'Cause I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. A Remington 870 pump is in my pickup truck. On the gun rack, and that's where she stays. I got a bumper sticker, says there ain't no light west of the Chesapeake Bay. I drink Bud Flash beer in the 10-ounce can. Us locals call it the Shore Thing. I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. I like to hunt ducks and geese. I like to fish, fillet, and release. I love everything about the Chesapeake Bay. To the east, the ocean deep and wide. To the west, chicken neckers from the other side. I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. Billy Boy!
Anybody on the line here, Chris?
No, sir.
Wow.
I love me some Bird Dog.
Well, I guess we'll listen to Bird Dog, Wheeler, and Road Kings for the rest of the hour. What do you
think?
That's
fine with me. I have no problem. I used to go listen to them, go dancing to them.
Well, I've only got one song, I think, so I'm going to have to play it a lot.
Oh, no, we got a couple.
We got a couple.
Okay. We got Waterman. We got Somerset County, but we got to cut that one off. There's a bad word in it.
Ah, okay.
So... that's good. That's all right. Hey, changing the pace here a little bit. I promised to talk about Bears last week and didn't do it, but maybe this week.
I was enjoying.
Nobody's out there encountering Bears anyway. You know?
Not unless they're in their backyard.
Yeah, we did hear from our. Oh, okay. We got a call from or text from one of our buddies out there in Carroll County, Jared Bauerline. Jared has a deer cutting place out in Carroll County, and he's taking a youth hunter now. He's walking them through the field. I invited him to call in, but they're getting set up.
So. Oh, that's awesome now.
Yeah, I think it's great. He said, I hope to have you a picture later. So I guess they've got a big old gobbler that they've been scouting, which is good.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Glad to hear it. And Joe sent me a picture of a 303 Enfield. He said, there's a good home defense firearm, and there's we'll look at that in a little bit there, Rudy. Our buddy Rudy just sent me something I haven't had a chance to view yet. But let's talk about fishing. Let's talk about the summer fall striped bass season proposal that's up. Came up this week proposing changes for the Chesapeake Bay summer fall striped bass season. Due to the timing of the Atlantic States Fisheries, Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. You know I get tongue-tied on that one every time I mention it. Approval process, some changes will be made by public notice. Measures that require regulatory changes have been submitted to the Maryland General Assembly Joint Committee on Administrative, Executive, and Legislative Review. That is the AELR committee, which generally handles emergency stuff. The combination of the public notice and these proposed regulatory actions ensure Maryland's compliance with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries. It's AF. Look, baby. On the press release, up here it's Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, and here it's Atlantic States Fisheries Marine Commission. It's a boo-boo. Somebody did not type the appropriate, what is that called, acronym?
It's acronym.
Abbreviation, whatever. Anyway, there's a coastal conservation target.
I got a question. You really thought I could read that across the room?
No, I don't even think you could read it if I put it in front of you. And I'm not being smart. You're just not quite awake yet.
No, I was really happy to sleep.
I know.
Past 2 o'clock this morning. It hasn't happened lately.
You want to read the proposal?
No.
Okay. The proposal calls for the 2020 summer fall season in the Chesapeake Bay and its tidal tributaries to be open May 16th through August 15th. May to June to July, July to August. That's 3 months. And then September 1st, so they're going to close it the last 2 weeks of August through December 10th. Anglers would be able to keep one striped bass per season per day with a minimum size of 19 inches. The season would be closed on all other dates. During the closure period from August 16th through August 31st, anglers will be prohibited from targeting striped bass, which includes catch and release, charter boats, and commercial hook and line fishing. During a chartered fishing trip, the captain or mate would not be permitted to land or possess striped bass for personal consumption. And here's why. Let's see if we have a caller.
Odell's on the line.
Well, then you would know that better than I. Let's talk to Odell. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Ms. Straubman, how you doing?
Doing great.
Good, how are you?
Awake and happy in here.
Talking about your 12-gauge shotgun kicking like a mule. My father had old J.C. Higgins single shot, 20-gauge. That thing kicked worse than any 12-gauge I ever shot.
Sometimes it just depends on the construction of the gun, the absence or presence of a recoil pad.
It had an adjustable choke on the end of it, the wind choke. And that thing go out 60 yards and get a squirrel or a rabbit, if you could see one that far.
Longest I ever shot a rabbit was 53 yards with a single barrel 16-gauge.
Wow.
And it had a unique, to me, I've never seen another one like it, it had a push button on the side to break the arrow. It was an action. It was a single shot, 16 gauge. The button was on the left side. You had to reach under the receiver and press the button to break the gun.
Well, this had a bolt action. You pulled a pin back and it had like a little groove.
Yeah.
Like a little lip fit in, right? If you didn't get in there, you're walking down the hunting with it, carrying it, and that thing was bobber it around and go off in your hands. You didn't watch it.
We don't want that. That's not good.
No, I wouldn't even pull the bolt back till I seen a squirrel or something on the pin on the bolt back to shoot it.
Makes sense.
Mind you, them old Stevenson 22s, you know what I mean?
My rabbit hunting mentor carried a double barrel 12 gauge with no trigger guard.
Wow.
Caught it on the button of his coat one day. Had this plaid coat he wore, no hat, and brush pants, and he caught it on the button one day, and it went off in his hand, and he was surprised.
Oh, I bet he was.
Yeah, he was surprised. But I'll tell you what, I've never seen a guy hunt rabbits like that guy. We hunted them in stump fields. We hunted rabbits in the woods. We hunted rabbits in the swamp. We hunted rabbits anywhere rabbits could go. We went out one day. He goes, "Come on, let's go. We're going to go out in this farm I know." It was a marsh. We had rabbits in a frozen marsh. That was absolutely fantastic. The guy, I'd never seen a guy hunt rabbits like that. But
yeah, we hunt rabbits on the marsh, and we had like a platform we got on to sit on that and watch the rabbits come out and then pluck them off. But then you had to go on water up to your knees sometime to get them.
Oh, wow. Got it.
Yeah, we walked them up.
We walked them up. No dog. That was a lot of fun. Yeah. All right, Odell, I appreciate that.
Hey, nice time, y'all. Have a nice Easter and a safe one.
Thank you.
You have a blessed Easter.
You have a blessed Easter, my friend. See you, buddy.
All right, bye.
All right.
I forgot when I was a kid, first time I shot a shotgun.
Yeah.
Dad told me it had recoil, but, you know, you never know. It took me 2 weeks to get rid of the bruise in my upper arm.
Oh, you didn't put it on your shoulder.
I didn't put it in tight enough. No, I put it in, but I didn't put it in tight enough. I just didn't expect it to happen.
That's what it does. I've forgotten all about that. Yeah, I shot the guy that I shot my first shotgun with was a guy that worked, you know, at the nursing home. My dad was the superintendent there, and he worked in the maintenance department. We went down, and he says, "Here, I want you to shoot this gun." I said, "Okay, no problem." Of course, at that point, I'm a cocky 10-year-old, and he hands me this shotgun, and he just held it down at his waist and pulled the trigger. He weighed like 350. Big guy. Yeah, I mean, 12 gauge, and they did all kinds of hunting. They did a lot of pheasant hunting, a lot of rabbit hunting. But I thought I'd be cool and shoot the gun like he did. Yeah.
That sounds like a bad deal.
Didn't end well.
So how fast did you end up on your seat?
I did not, because I held it like he did. You know, like Chuck Connors, a rifleman, down at my waist.
Oh, right at the waist. Okay.
Yeah. I did drop that one. Did drop that one.
Did you end up on your knees?
Nope. I just dropped it, but it was all right. We had another guy who worked there. He was the lawn guy. He did all the mowing of all the acreage around the nursing home, and he hunted rabbits with about a 3-foot broomstick. Didn't take a gun.
Oh.
He would catch them sitting. He had a very sharp eye for rabbits, and he would catch them sitting and use about a 3-foot broomstick. And if they ran, he would throw it like an aborigine throws a boomerang.
Alan.
I'm not kidding.
Well, that's...
That's exactly what he did. So, you know, that was one technique. I tried it one time, but it was unsuccessful for me. It got close, but it didn't hit the rabbit.
I'm glad.
Why?
It just sounds horrible. I don't know. It's probably a fair fight.
Would you want a boomerang or a slingshot?
Or a 3-foot broomstick.
That's right. So I'd go with a boomerang, since they have a proven history.
Yeah. Well, the 3-foot broomstick for this guy worked okay.
Hey, let's just not shoot the Easter Bunny, okay?
I wasn't thinking about Easter Bunny. Let's talk to John in North Carolina.
Yeah, good morning. How you doing?
Doing well, John. How are you?
Good. A tip on 12 gauge recoil.
You know, yes.
I have hated shotguns pretty much for 30 years. I cannot stand the recoil. And I've just had pump guns, which are about as bad as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
So I commented to a friend of mine one day, you know, I think maybe I'd like to get a 410 because it would be handy for pests around the house. But it wouldn't kick. And he says, don't do that. Go buy some of this. And he shows me this box of Winchester brand low recoil, low noise.
Okay.
It's less than an ounce a shot at 980 feet per second. I don't know if they're really quiet, because ours were ear protection anyway. I'm heading there. I'm telling you, if all shotguns felt like that, I'd like shotguns.
There you go.
It is incredible. They say it's half the recoil, and I have no reason to doubt that. Hmm. It's, I'm going to say, maybe less than firing a .243.
Wow.
It is phenomenal. And he said, it'll kill pretty good, too. But
yeah, well, You know, that would be I could see that for doves. I could see that for upland birds. I mean, you know, when I was a kid, you used number six shot high brass for ringneck pheasants now. And they had some company, I think it was Remington, had a, I don't know what they added to their shot, but they called it Lubaloy or Lubaloy. I don't know if it was a coating on the shot pellets or what it was, but everybody swore by this number six Lubaloy or Lubaloy shot. I never shot any. I don't know what it is. I don't know if you can find it anymore. But I'll tell you what, the advancement of shotgun shells, like you're talking, you got low recoil and then you've got everything else that they're doing. There are any number of guys right now, and I mean good guys, good turkey hunting guys, you know, some of the best, using 410 gauge. And using this, is it tungsten or I don't know what it is, but we had a discussion, a bunch of us had a discussion about it. just got an email. We had a discussion about a 410, and the guy was using.
They use that for docks.
Yeah, well, the ammo in the 410s now is so dense and so heavy that these guys are using 7.5 shot for turkeys, and they're putting like 50 pellets, you know, into the head and neck of a turkey at 40 yards.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty something, and I'm sure that doesn't kick much.
Not too much, no. So there's a number of turkey guns, 410 turkey guns that have sprung up, and a specialty ammo you can't get because, you know, it's so popular and the company can't keep up. But,
right.
You know, it's, I can't remember, it's a tungsten shot or whatever it is, whatever it was. But every place I've been prior to the shutdown, I was asking about it. No, we can't get that. No, I don't have any. Yeah, I can't get that. So, you know, it's sold out nationwide, even their website sold out. So it's interesting that, you know, depending on what you use, the choke, the shot composition, the 410 tungsten is probably equal to the number six Lubaloy that the guys used to shoot when I was a kid, you know, 50 years ago. So interesting stuff.
The Winchesters I mentioned, you know, I live in a rural area.
Yeah.
So I'm using it for pest control.
Yeah.
I haven't shot anything yet, but...
Well, you shot all the pest.
That's what I bought it for.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense.
And it's number eight.
So it's, number eight shot? Yeah, that's
really
personal.
It's small.
Yep.
And it's light load, real slow.
Mm-hmm.
Told it'll do the job.
Oh, yeah. No question.
Anyway, hope you guys are bearing up under antisocial isolation.
Yes, she's becoming very antisocial.
it's been interesting.
Yeah.
I
go for a walk twice a day. I mean, boredom is the worst.
That's the worst part of it. Absolutely. If you can handle the boredom, you're going to be all right. So.
Yeah, my wife and I both would like me to go back to work.
Now, see, that's a statement that rings true in this household as well. So.
Yeah,
I probably told him go out and walk in the woods.
Yeah. All right. Well.
All right. Hey, listen. Nice hearing from you.
Yep. Take care.
Yep. All right, buddy. See
Bye.
Ya. So, our buddy John B is listening.
I just texted.
Did you reply?
Back. Mm-hmm.
Did you tell him what we're eating?
Yeah, our new staple, Uncrustables.
Uncrustables, Smuckers. Man, I hadn't
the
seen
stuff
these.
That you start eating.
I haven't seen these in a while. And John said, stop rattling the wrapper. You know, he's hungry. So we're good. But it was this came back. Our daughter brought a box of these over the other day. If you've never seen them, they're the most incredible invention. It's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I like the peanut butter and grape, and Robin was eating the peanut butter and strawberry. But
oh, and I tried one of the Nutella ones, too.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah. Frozen? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you keep them frozen, okay, and you can eat them frozen. I like mine thawed out a little bit. But it looks like somebody's taken a jar and pressed the crust off the edges. You know, they're sealed. They're like a little sealed, round, succulent treat. And it's a nice little breakfast. So... Sorry about rattling the wrapper there, John. You're not the only one. Maybe I could slurp my coffee to go along with that. So, let's see. What is that? Ah, Chris is saying Lubloy was a wax coating to decrease the possibility of fouling. No longer made. Wow. How about that? I think it was Lubloy, if I remember right. A wax coating. Wonder how that worked in your barrel after a while. I mean, you got to worry
about
that.
Maybe that's why they don't make it anymore.
Hey, we got an interesting article coming from our buddy Jim Amrine, one of our outdoor writers here on the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. The next issue. We are publishing a summer issue as soon as we can. And you'll be able to, we'll let you know when that's online. But it deals with what to do when you're at home. And one of the things he said was to clean your guns properly. Everybody kind of gives them a cursory little, you know, swab, runs a patch down through. But over the years, there's copper that gets in the lands and the grooves. And it fouls the barrel. If you want to restore your firearm to pristine condition, maybe you buy a used gun, some old clunker. And, you know, it's, it may not shoot correctly, but if you clean it really, really, really well and get the copper out of the lands and the grooves, you know, it adds a layer onto the rifling, and it makes the bullet more erratic. So it was pretty good, and he's got some suggestions on what to use.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I used to clean my dad's guns for him.
Did you? What's that?
There's the official proclamation.
What is this? The official... Oh, wow. From the governor.
Yep, I got the official proclamation.
That's very interesting. The East, we're talking about hunting rabbits.
I've been trying to tell you, you can't talk about hunting rabbits this weekend.
Be very, very quiet.
I wish.
Here, why don't you read that?
No, it's all right. Go ahead. Nope.
Well, you found it. It's your prize.
No, it's all right.
You're welcome to do so. Why are you refusing?
Because you made fun of me. Just...
I'm not making fun of anything. Goodness gracious.
We have Glenn on the line.
Hold on, we gotta make the official proclamation.
The governor made an official proclamation, and we'll get to Glenn in just a second, that the Easter Bunny, quote, essential service day, April 12th, 2020, whereas the tradition of the annual Easter egg hunt has been celebrated by generations of Maryland's, but April 12, 2020 will mark an important change to that beloved holiday ritual. And whereas people throughout the world are practicing social distancing due to the coronavirus pandemic, making it necessary to celebrate our family Easter holiday in a creative stay-at-home way. And whereas Maryland is pleased to designate the legendary Easter Bunny as an essential worker who is allowed to roam the state, bringing Easter happiness and joy to Marylanders of all ages. Now, therefore, I, Lawrence J. Hogan, Jr., Governor of the State of Maryland, do hereby proclaim April 12, 2020 as Easter Bunny Essential Service Day in Maryland and do commend this observance to all of our citizens.
Now, look, I think that is really cool because I did have two very, very worried kids this past week, a week before, when I had both of them. Excuse me for a minute. That the Easter Bunny wasn't going to be able to make it.
Oh, okay.
You know, and now it is now official. He can.
Well, you can either use the Winchester low recoil.
Chris, you better come over here and save his butt right this minute.
Or you can use the No. 6 high brass Lubloy shot.
And then when you're done, put it next to a, you know, put it on a bed of rice with some gravy of some sort.
Oh, man.
Hold on. I lost my mic. I am no longer speaking to either of you all. I'm going to go turn my TV on and crochet. Goodbye, everybody.
Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. Thanks for holding on, buddy. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. Doing it, Rob.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm not talking.
anyway,
I hope you're doing well, Glenn.
Yeah, no, okay, I guess.
Yeah. Sheltering in place, huh?
Yeah, sort of right at the moment, anyway.
Yeah, well, you kind of got it in this state right now, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go catch and release fishing. You can't go, you know, you got to fish for something you're going to eat, like catfish or perch or something. You can do that.
The thing of it is, how do you know what you're going to get on the launch? It's not like you're hunting the, like, rabbit or quail or whatever. You can pick what you want. And
that's right.
It's on line. You need it on line.
That's right.
That's actually a good question. I like that.
Well, you know, if you have an $80,000 bass boat and a giant engine on there and 14 rods and reels and 12 tackle boxes, and you're out, you know, fishing on a river or waterway, and you catch a fish, it's probably going to be a largemouth bass or a smallmouth bass, and it's probably going to go back. I'm just saying, that's kind of the way I would read that. If you got a light spinning rod or you've got a fly rod and you're on Deer Creek or you're on other waters or somewhere on the Susquehanna and you're targeting shad, if you got a shad dart or a little Clark spoon or something on there or a little Nungesser, you're probably targeting something that you're going to throw back. So, you know, if you're not fishing with live bait, they're going to be watching you. I don't know, buddy. I don't know. Personally, it's a good time to go catfishing. Buddy might send me a picture of a big blue catfish he caught right down here, not far from home. And, big fillets. And then didn't our buddy Mason catch one? Did you see that on Facebook? Like 30 inches long, 14-inch fillets, inch and a half thick. I think that was another big blue catfish. So you can help the environment and get food for your family if you go fishing for catfish, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Glenn,
yeah.
So there you go. Yep.
Yeah, I think we get this thing start opening up here in a week or two.
Yeah, me too. I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
Certain areas, I mean, I don't know how many each of the shore has. I think it was about 15 to 20 maybe at the most now.
What's that?
The whole eastern shore of the COVID-19.
Oh, no, there's more than that. I mean, if you really want the numbers, we can do it. But Cecil County has 30-some. Kent County has, like, 7. Queen Anne has 13. Wow, there's the music. I think Talbot has 7 or 10. Dorchester has, like, 7 or 8. So, I mean, it's here, just not like it is on the Western Shore, just not like it is in... you know, the D.C. or Baltimore metro area. So. All right, buddy.
I heard that it's almost better for everybody to get it and get through it and whatnot. Then we have a herd immunity.
Yes, herd immunity. That's the new thing. So.
But the top two people don't seem like they... agree with that.
Stay connected with stimulating talk and breaking news on Talk 80 WCBM, Baltimore, and WCBM.com.